Podcasts, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Maddie and Maya with your 8 a.m. Zedlines.
In local news, for 2 years, Nicole Penigley hopes of buying a home in Brisbane diminished by each inspection. Penigley said to ABC, quote, "You could see the house prices going up as I was looking," she continued to say. "The amount I could borrow hadn't changed." After the changes in the federal budget, within 2 months of the release, Ms. Penigley was able to buy a two-bedroom unit in Brisbane's Southside. Catality Research Director Tim Lawless said, quote, "The tax change, paired with interest rises, had given buyers a choice. The number of properties listed for sales in Brisbane over the past 4 weeks is up 25%, according to Catality."
A Queensland council will trial Australia's first AI-powered traffic light system later this year. The city of Moreton Bay says the technology will be tested at an intersection in Petrie, north of Brisbane, with the aim of reducing unnecessary waiting times at red lights. Unlike traditional traffic lights, which follow fixed sequences, the AI system will analyze traffic in real time and adjust signal timing based on individual vehicle movements. If the trial is successful, Moreton Bay Council says it plans to expand the technology.
In national news, thousands of patient records have been stolen in a cyber attack on one of Australia's largest healthcare providers. The breach affected 21 medical clinics across Sydney, Melbourne, Canberra, and other locations after a malicious actor accessed the company's system in June. Stolen information includes names, contact details, Medicare and private health insurance information, and medical records such as consultation notes and pathology record results. The provider partnered Health says it has reported the breach to Australian Cybersecurity Centre, the privacy watchdog, and police, and has apologised to the affected patients. The provider has also applied for the New South Wales Supreme Court injunction to prevent the stolen data from being used or published. The breach comes amid the rise of cyber attacks targeting Australia organisations, with breach data notifications reaching a record high in 2025.
The federal government will establish a new Office of Artificial Intelligence as part of a national plan to regulate the growing technology. In a major speech yesterday, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said Australian writers, artists, musicians, and journalists must keep ownership and control of their work. Albanese rejected the idea of AI companies using Australian creative works without permission or payment, saying, quote, "Anything less is theft." The government also plans to introduce binding standards for AI developers, with legislation expected to be introduced early next year.
In international news, France's National Assembly has voted to create the right to assisted dying under strict conditions. MPs voted 291 to 241 to back the bill, which has previously been rejected by Upper House of Parliament. The bill would allow assisted dying for French adults with serious and incurable life-threatening illnesses in advanced to terminal stages. The patient would need to freely manifest his or her intention to a doctor, who would then make the decision after consultation within 15 days. Several other European countries have passed legislation, and Switzerland has long allowed assisted dying.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is forecasted for showers, but it's bright and sunny at the moment, so go out and get some vitamin D. It's currently 13.5 degrees with an expected maximum of 12.5. There's currently no fire danger, but there has been a strong marine wind warning for the area, and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.2, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news on 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.